Afternoon Jams, Rob, this young lady from Orlando, Florida, my neck of the woods, and very proud of this young lady being a conscious, educated, beautiful, young black Republican sister who stands on principles.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, she's a Republican, but she might not agree with everything in her party. But she's a Republican, and she stands on what she stands on. And I just got a lot of respect for Sharice Lane is on the show today. Welcome to the show, Sharice. Welcome back to Florida.
Yes, welcome back. Thank you. Number four.
Right. So you had an opportunity to attend the Black History Celebration at the White House last week. How was that?
I had a lot of fun. It was the spirits were high. It was excellent. I mean, of course, people are saying, oh, he was going to cancel Black History Month. Then we proved otherwise, and he had the Black History Month celebration. But I had a great time. I was surrounded by some people that I knew, some people that I didn't know. I made a lot of great connections. And I got to hear the president speak. He spoke about Black heroes, about Black history. And I had a great time.
Well, how long was the president's speech?
You said how long was his speech?
Yeah, how long did he talk?
I don't think he talked too long. We were kind of waiting for him a little bit, but he didn't talk that long. But I know his speech was good because I was in the front. I was there. Yeah, he kept it at a good time.
Right. What stood out to you about his speech?
The fact that he talked about Black American history and Black American heroes and how Black Americans have contributed to the country. And, you know, a lot of politicians, they don't do that. They make the Black American community call us minorities instead of Black Americans or group us in with people of color instead of Black Americans. So I'm glad that he appreciates Black American history and don't group us in with other people that aren't white, you know?
Right.
Like other politicians try to do.
Right.
Try to call us minorities and people of color when Black Americans, a lot of us don't like that term. We're Black Americans. We're not people of color. We're not minorities. Call us Black Americans. So I see that he does that, and I appreciate him for that.
Wow. That's good. You being a Black Republican on the FAMU campus, how has that journey been for you?
It's been very tough. It's been very, very, very... this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. Like, I chose FAMU because I came from another school and I realized, okay, I think I want to be around Black people, you know? I went to a white evangelical school first off, and I ended up withdrawing because I was going through some stuff, and I said, okay, I think I actually want to go to HBCU this time around because I actually like being around my people, and I don't want to just be the only Black face in the room, you know? So going to FAMU, I mean, I don't regret going, but it's really hard because I face a lot of backlash. And I was telling you before we got on air, I've had to file police reports because people have threatened to beat me up. People have told me they know where I live. People have told people that I know that they know where I work. So it's just all of this, going through all of this.
Wow.
I'm like, is it worth it? I think it will be worth it, but this is the worst. I'm not going to say the worst, but this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. And this semester is extremely rough for me right now. But I'm not a fighter. I mean, I'm a fighter, and I'm not a quitter.
Right.
I'm not a quitter. And just because I'm facing this type of stuff, that doesn't mean that I'm going to withdraw. I'm not going to do it because I need to graduate.
Right.
I'm a senior. I need to graduate. I've been in school a little bit. And so I'm determined. You know, I did try to get classes online, but unfortunately, my dean of my school, she said that they don't offer classes online with my program. So, you know what I have to do? I have to stand on business.
I have to go
to class in my head held high. I don't know how classes are going to go for me tomorrow. I have bad anxiety at times, but I'm still going to show up because I don't have a choice.
Right.
And that's just my life right now.
Wow.
I'm standing strong.
Wow.
And I'm not going to say, there are a lot of people against me, but there are some people that are on my side and that do send me encouragement, that go to the school or that's on faculty at the school or, yeah. So
wow.
I'll be all right, but I've been through a lot of death school.
Wow. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Now, what makes it hard? Is it because you're a Republican and you're Black and everybody thinks that you should be a Democrat? If you're Black, what is it?
It's the fact that I'm Republican. It's the fact that I identify as a Black conservative. And it's the fact that recently I went to the White House even before President Trump won, I was facing backlash because I'm Republican. And I was trying to start, I'm not starting it anymore, but I was trying to start the College Republicans at FAMU. And so I was getting backlash for that. And I wasn't even saying Trump, Trump, Trump at the school. I wasn't going to the school wearing a MAGA hat, you know? I was just trying to start the chapter, provide something different to the students. But it's just the fact that I don't think like them.
Wow.
That's why they're mad.
Well, Byron Daniels, Donalds. He went to FAMU.
So, yeah, he went to FAMU. He didn't graduate, but he did go to FAMU. And actually, when I was in D.C. during the inauguration, I went to the Black Assertive Federation gala, and the president of my school honored him there.
Okay.
As sort of like an alumni. I gave him like a little plaque and honored him. So I'm just like, you guys, our own president was at this event, and you're sitting here threatening me when really he's on my side.
Wow. That's, you know, what's crazy. I wonder, are the black boys, the black males, the black young adults, are they facing the same harassment that you're facing?
The ones who went to the White House?
Yes.
Well? Oh, yes. Yes. Did you see what Pastor, you know, I'm not going to name him actually, but the pastor who went on the pulpit and called us coons?
Oh, yeah, Bishop. I see. I know. Yeah, Bishop Bryant.
He said that on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's I understand he was mad because someone, which it was one person, it wasn't all of us. One person went there with a sign with his face on it.
With Jamal Bryant's sign. Did y'all know that sign was gonna be put up in the picture?
No, we didn't. And the staff, the security, whoever took it away, and said he couldn't have a sign with his name on it. He couldn't have any sign at the White House. But it was one person that brought it, and then you're just gonna call all of us that because you feel threatened by one person? Okay.
Wow.
I think that's just what he wanted to say anyways.
Wow. To the young adults that you want to share your platform with, what can you say to young adults who are not happy with the Democratic Party? Why are you a Republican? What makes Sharice Lane want to be a black conscious Republican?
Right. I've talked about this before. I mean, conservatism and being Republican isn't the same, but they kind of go hand in hand at the same time. I was raised with conservative values, and because of that, a lot of my values don't align with the Democrat Party. So therefore, I'm Republican. I've been a registered Republican since I was 18 years old. My grandfather was Republican. My grandma, she votes the way my grandfather votes. My mom is an independent. And so all of us voted for Trump this last election. So people are thinking that I'm standing alone, but really I have some family members standing with me. And they support me.
Right.
So what I would say to people who are tired of the other party, stand strong in your beliefs. Don't let anyone sway you from what you believe. Don't let anyone beat you up. Don't let anyone bully you. I don't care what they say to you. Stand strong. Stand firm.
Right.
Stand on business.
But you are one of the Republicans that believe in reparations, though.
Yes, I do. I do. There's some other people like me. I'm not going to say there's a lot of people like me, but I will say that you have both sides of the aisle who won't address the conversation.
Right.
And now you have the Dems who are apparently proposing a reparations, something with reparations, but they did that. They're doing that when you no longer have someone who they call black in office, and now you want to do it when you have Trump in office?
I couldn't take that serious. We commented on that last week. That how are you going to introduce this when Biden had the Democrats for 4 years and you didn't introduce
it? So you know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just something to do so they can say that he's racist or the Republican Party is racist and they don't want it. But you had a whole black president. You had a President Obama in office, and did you introduce it then? No. You had Harris, who you called black, in office as a vice president. Did you introduce it then? No. But they're trying to do everything now that he's in office. Trump is in office.
To introduce reparations. Go ahead, Big Rock.
Yeah. And then and I'm going to make a video on what I'm about to say. Now there are people that are deeming me, you're a coon because you see, you go to an HBCU, your HBCU is on the list for the scholarship that they're taking away. First of all, they're not taking away the scholarship. They're reviewing the scholarship. And I'm going to make a video on this. I'm going to post it today.
Yeah, I saw
the scholarship. Yes, the scholarship is affecting roughly 300 out of 290,000 students. There are 290,000 students that go to HBCUs across America. It affects roughly 300 people. That's less than 1% of HBCU students. Okay?
Wow.
And also, you can look on a website. on, I looked it up on thehill.com. They interview a USDA person, and that spokesperson said, regardless of the date, we retain, regardless of the matriculation date, what was retained to finish their studies and complete their work with the department. Basically, these students aren't losing their scholarship. They're still going to be retained. They're still going to have a scholarship, and they're still going to be working with the USDA.
Wow.
But it's in review. Like, they're not, even though they suspended it, it's in review. They didn't take it away.
Wow.
Fully.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, it's in the fine print.
They're reviewing a lot of different programs.
It's in the fine.
But this affects 300 students.
Well, go ahead, Big Rob. Big Rob got a couple questions.
Yeah, I wanted to know, what is it like for you besides the threats that you're getting on campus? What about outside of campus? What is it like for you?
I mean, I stay to myself because I don't really feel welcome in Tallahassee. I don't really feel like I can. I have some friends, I would say. There's some people I work with, a side job that I have. But even with them, I love them. But even with them, I can't speak politics like that because they get feisty. A lot of them don't believe what I believe.
And that's what makes us all great. That's part of what makes us all great. We're entitled to have different opinions. I'm a Republican. So whichever one benefits me, that's who I'll vote for, period. And I don't care who like it, who don't like it. You know, just like when Obama was in office, we were all screaming and hollering, a black man finally became a president. But in all actuality, when I look back on it, he didn't do anything for us for real.
Not specifically
at all for us. Yeah. So and you being a Republican, and that's fine. You have that right. You live in America. So do you think Trump is making all the right decisions, or do you disagree with anything that he has done?
I think he's spending on business, and I think he's doing what he said he's going to do, and that's why I respect him. You have politicians coming in office that said they're going to do something, and then they're in there for all those years and don't do it. He's delivering on stuff that he said he's going to do, and so that's why I think myself and many other people like him, because he stands on business. He's doing what he said he was going to do, and that's why I respect him. Like, he's true to his word. You don't get that from many politicians.
Are there anything that he's gonna do that you don't agree with?
Nothing I know of.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. No, like I said, people need to research for themselves. People have been coming to me about this HBCU 1890 HBCU scholarship. I'm gonna read it again. This is from this is a USDA person at the Hill interview. And they said, a spokesperson for the department said Saturday in an email to the Associated Press that every scholar over 300 out of 290,000, okay, regardless of the matriculation date, was retained to finish their studies and complete their work with the department, meaning that the scholarship hasn't been taken away from them. The scholarship is in review, like a lot of different other programs. But this is less than 1% of HBCU students that are even being affected.
Right. And it just said, like, it was pending.
HBCUs in general are being affected, like all these people, like, no.
It just said it was pending review. We saw that. I mean, saying it's pending review. You know, you did did an internship at in Washington D.C. What did you learn during that time that could benefit us as black people?
I mean, I learned I worked on policy. I researched how to do like legislative memos. I took calls concerning constituents. I went in and did listen to press briefings and briefings concerning policy. And so, I mean, I just learned how policy works in the background. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to get into. Like, I don't want to just be on camera. I want to actually work at policy in the background.
Oh.
So I learned all of that. I would like another internship. It doesn't really have to be on the Hill, but I appreciate it being a part of the process and seeing how things work from the inside. And one of the people I did intern for was Congressman Donalds. So
that's good. Well, anything you want to share, Sharice? You know, I know you probably feel you're out there by yourself, but there is obviously 20% of black men voted for President Trump, 7% of black women voted for President Trump. So that's 27% in the black community that did vote for President Trump. And the unknown is, I think, is what has got people on edge. There's so much unknown moving forward, but
there's so much unknown, but there's so much being shown. Headlines that are meant to get people riled up.
Oh yeah, that's what news. That's what clickbaits are for. Clickbaits are news. Yes. That's what this is for. And that's why we have conversations. We have conversations, not sound bites.
Yeah, with varying absolutely, different peoples, with varying different views and opinions on different things. You know, we're not all going to agree on everything, and that's okay. You know, but if we really believe in the U.S. Constitution, you know, everybody has the right to say and feel the way they want to say and feel. And if you really believe in the Constitution of the United States, then, you know, we're not going to agree. And that's fine.
That's cool.
You know,
shouldn't be getting harassed for it.
You shouldn't be getting harassed for it. You know.
They're not going to stop. As long as this man is in office, they're not going to stop. But this is what I was expecting. It's just like, oh my goodness, I need a break.
Right.
Well, DMing me, they're trying to get me. First of all, I don't work for Trump. I'm still in school. I do not work for Trump. I'm not a spokesperson. If you want to hear what's going on with Trump, go to his go to the person that's his press secretary.
Yeah.
Don't come to me.
That press secretary got a mouth.
I can't answer for everything he's doing. I just can't.
Right.
Do you even agree with the deportations of just, you know, the Mexicans, El Salvadorians? Because
I agree with deportation of anybody that's here illegally. If you're here illegally, you're committing a crime. I don't care. Come here the right way. There are people of Hispanic descent and people of other descent that come here the right way, and then they're mad at the people who are going to come here the right way, who are trying to get by. No, you can't do that. Sorry.
Are you part of the FBA?
I'm Black American.
Okay.
I'm Black American. My mom is Black American. My dad is Jamaican. A lot of them don't like me because they call me bi-ethnic. And saying that I have dual allegiance, whatever.
Right.
But I will say they do have certain points that they make is good. Certain points that they make, I understand them. But they just, I would say, don't attack everybody. Don't attack people who you know is on your side. Like, don't attack me when you know I'm on your side when it comes to certain stuff. Don't do that.
Can you explain to me what she means by dual allegiance?
she deluded
to them as Jamaican.
They say that because I'm half Black American, half Jamaican, even though I was raised on my Black American side. I've never been to Jamaica, and also I wasn't raised on my dad's side.
I don't speak
Patois.
My father is Jamaican, and my mother is German and Irish, so that would make me a dual.
Depends on how you rep.
Yes.
How you rep.
Oh, I'm Black all the way. So I hate.
Yeah. Charisse, how can people connect with you?
You can find me on Instagram, Charisse Lane, CharisseLane. Twitter, Charisse J Lane. I already spelled it.
Right.
And then TikTok, Charisse Lane. Those are like the main platforms.
Yeah, I just can't believe that you're going through this. So sad to hear this. I mean, that's terrible. Y'all stop this stuff. Young lady in college. Your last year? In your senior year or what?
Yes. Thank God. Yes. It took me a lot to get back into school. And I see some people are like, oh, well, you've been in school for more than 4 years. And she's a failure. I saw somebody tweet said that I'm a failure because I switched from two schools. And finally, I'm in another school. And I've been in school for double the time. Who cares? Nobody. When somebody asks me for my degree, they're not going to be asking me how much time that I've been in school. They're going to be asking for that degree.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what is your degree in?
What's your field?
Public relations with a minor in political science.
Okay.
So I'm finishing that up right now.
Hey, was Candace Owens at the celebration? I didn't see her.
No, she wasn't. And I think she's irrelevant. So to this conversation.
You think Candace is irrelevant?
to this conversation, I think she's irrelevant to this conversation. she wasn't there. She spoke out against the Trump campaign.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that.
I think she would have been invited.
She did.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I guess so.
I don't think she supports him anymore. Like, she spoke out when he was running.
Oh wow. Wow. Okay. That explains why she wasn't there then. All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you think.
I know. Okay. Sorry, Charisse. Thank you so much for joining us today. Anything else you want to say before we go? You know, Orlando's proud of you. So regardless how Tallahassee.
You said Orlando was proud of me?
Yeah, Orlando is proud of you. Pine Hills is proud of you. So.
I hope so.
You got love in the hills. You got love in the hills. You're good.
Well, just pray for me, y'all, because this semester is not easy. My school is trying me. People outside of my school is trying me. Lord Jesus.
All right. You got it. All right. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. And peace and blessing to you, okay?
All All right. Thank you.
Bye. That was on Sharice Lane, a conscious black young Republican going to school up in Tallahassee, FAMU. So going back to my music, Saturday Night Jams.